This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code is a, they are a revolutionary innovator when it comes to Kydex. They make Kydex that is designed to last. Well, it's designed to outlast you. Very rarely does the lifetime warranty get ever used on some of this stuff. And even in extreme circumstances, they will honor it. So that's what sets them apart. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Coming out of Texas, faculty at the University of Texas have lawyered up and are exploring the possibility of a suit to keep legal guns off campus despite state law authorizing them. After a series of compromises, a measure to allow licensed concealed handgun permit holders to carry their guns on public college campuses passed the state legislature earlier this year and was signed by Governor Greg Abbott into law. As the law allows university presidents to carve out some areas that will remain gun-free zones, UT President Gregory Fendus earlier this month announced a 19-member working group to recommend both safe firearm storage guidelines and map out enduring gun-free zones for the campus. Open forums for the group to receive feedback have been swamped with those opposed to the concept, while at least one part-time professor resigned from his post in protest. Now some 800 staff in the expansive UT system have added their names to the public document, vowing not to teach with guns in their classes, while some have joined with students and parents to form Gun-Free UT, which advocates all buildings on campus be designated as gun-free zones and ultimately to repeal the new campus carry law altogether. The group held a rally Tuesday, and Max Snodderly, a neuroscience professor, advised the Houston Chronicle that if Fenvis and the school's regents do not follow their recommendations, the path is open to for the group to sue, claiming an infringement of their rights. We will evaluate our legal options. We're not going anywhere. They've retained the help of the National Lawyers Guild and are speaking with legal teams from gun control organizations. We're consulting with attorneys from the Campaign to Keep Guns Off Campus who have expertise in fighting back against campus carry in other jurisdictions, said gun-free UT leader Ellen Spiro, a professor in the Department of Radio, TV, and Film. Never heard of her. Moms Demand Action has been on the ground as well, both at UT and the University of Houston, Dallas, in a supporting role. Now, I'm not sure what anybody expects to come out of this, to be honest with you. The whole problem here that I see is that there's been a law passed that these anti-gun people don't like. Now, maybe since it hasn't made it to the Supreme Court, it can't be considered the law of the land, sort of like Roe v. Wade. But it's always amazing to me how a law will be passed regarding freedom or liberty, a la carrying a gun, and there's always a gigantic pushback from academia on it. Here's my problem with all of this. where, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, okay, in a college where they don't have any full-time police, and where they're not going to allow anybody to be armed on the campus, I would never pay anybody, I would never pay them to have my child there, to put a student there. I would never pay them for that. And here's the point about this. Everybody that goes to school there is either going on a scholarship or is paying or is getting student loans to pay. And you're paying parents, you're paying students in some cases to walk in somewhere where they're saying, we don't trust you to defend yourself. It's not about the other guy. They're telling you that they don't trust you. You can join with them and look out at the other people and say, we don't trust you. But unless you're on the Board of Regents, they don't trust that. The Board of Regents is the top of the college food chain. So they're the ones saying, we don't trust you. We don't trust you, faculty. We don't trust you, students. Then as it goes down, when they get out there and say, when you've got the professors and the teachers saying, we don't trust you. Well, you know what? Concealed means you never know. You could very well be surrounded by guns on any given purpose, any given moment. Especially in Texas. Do you only live on campus? Because I'm pretty sure when you step off campus, you're surrounded by them. And these people that you don't trust, how often do they act out? Because in Texas, the concealed carry holder is a very well-behaved person. Very well-behaved person. So while you're out there working with all of this stuff and working with all of the departments and all the politically correct talking points, I would just like to see once somebody, you know, is the University of Texas a public college? Pull the taxpayer funds from them. They don't want to comply, fine. We need to be pulling all funds out of sanctuary cities. All these places that get out there and think, we're above the law and we don't have to abide by it because we are morally superior to you that may have imposed this. They need to have the funding pulled. Hit them in the wallet because this is what it's all about anyway. The chat room, Bob, is saying the 40 acres UT is an infestation of communists and useful idiots. Concealed means you will never know. I'm glad my kid will graduate in May. Can't say what else he said. It's pretty funny, though. I like it. Last week, the Faculty Senate at the University of Texas in San Antonio voted 33-0 to urge UTSA President Richard Romo to keep classrooms, faculty offices, and research labs gun-free zones. Meanwhile, 150 students, professors, and the alumni calling themselves Gun-Free UH penned an open letter to the University of Houston president and Chancellor Renu Kator seeking to limit the repeal of gun-free zones on that campus as well. All of this is expected to take place August 1st, 2016. Good luck. Good luck with all of this. Let's not remember too much stuff about all these knifings that happened. You know, ask them at the UC Merced how that gun-free zone worked out when the guy pulled out the knife. Ask Lone Star right there in Texas, Lone Star University, 13 students slashed with a knife. Wasn't a gun. That had to be a good crime, right? Good crime. Good crime. Good mass attack. You know what? Let's just let them remain gun-free zones, okay? For the parents that are not going to step up, if you send your daughter there in her first 18 weeks, I think it is, of college, she has a very high chance of being sexually assaulted. Is that what you want? Is that what you're happy with that? You can live with that. There's a chance during that short period of time that you may get raped, and that's okay to roll those dice, but please don't let any children there, i.e. adults that are 21, 22, 23, 24, carry a gun. No faculty members, they can't carry a gun either. Even if they might stop my daughter's sexual assault, I don't want it. Okay. Sooner or later, your precious darling and you faculty members and the Board of Regents, you all have to step off of the gun-free plantation and enter the real world where nothing happens, at least at the hands of the people you don't trust. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. For some of you that are new, you probably, if you're carrying a gun and you just have started carrying a gun, you probably heard some things that you'll be told by people that you shouldn't do. You'll be told it will ruin your concealed carry firearm. There's a problem with that because there's a lot of things you can do to practice, and these things are necessary in order to maintain your readiness. Exercises like dry firing and regular routine maintenance and changing magazines are all essential. But what about when someone says, that'll ruin your gun? So we're going to look at three different practices as it relates to concealed carriers and see what the evidence shows. Myth number one, dry firing will ruin your gun. If you own a gun that dry firing is going to break, then you need a different gun. You need a different gun. Revolvers, for instance, can be dry fired until your thumb and forefinger break off and will not fail. The bigger concerns come with more complex systems like the single action, double action, and striker fired systems. They have more moving parts, and the worry is that with repeated dry firing, the recoil spring and firing mechanisms may be prone to decay. Will dry firing destroy your gun? No. Is there any evidence to support this? None. It's been researched, and there's no real verifiable incidents of weapons failure due to excessive dry firing. The only pieces that would be prone to damage in dry firing are the parts that lock and receive the upper receiver. If you discover your pistol isn't locking to the rear like it ought to or isn't seating properly at the range, clean it. Lubricate it to the manufacturer's specs and see what happens then. It probably is going to work then. I dry fire an excessive amount. The trigger reset is a very, very big cog in the machine of fast firing. Fast firing with proper trigger control is going to keep you on target, which is that's also a pretty good thing to be, you know, on target when you're shooting at somebody. That's where you want to go. And no evidence to show that means that there's going to be a breakage on the gun. Number two, heat damage due to storing it in a hot car. The lowest grade steel begins to deform at 2,500 to 2,750 degrees. The temperature inside your car will likely never exceed 150 degrees. The only thing that a pistol might damage is your hand if you grab the metal portion of it. Now, what about polymer? At approximately 150 degrees, polyethylene polymer. I'm no good with the scientific names. I'm sorry. It begins to exhibit transitional properties. PET is a common polymer used in the thermoplastic polymer resin. Used in some thermal injection molding methods, it can be extremely durable in the proper configuration, and chances are good. If your gun has polymer in it or on it, it is designed to withstand the heat and abuse of munitions, which is going to be higher than your interior of your car. Will heat from normal range of temperatures destroy a gun? Very unlikely. While your gun will not deform or melt at car temperatures, if temperatures rise above 400 degrees Fahrenheit, Kydex and other polymers may begin to exhibit deformation. Your car will never likely reach greater than 200 degrees on the hottest day of the year. If you're parked in long-term parking in Death Valley, as long as your firearm isn't exposed to direct sunlight continuously for a lengthy period of time, it will be fine. If you grab that same gun into your hand, though, you're in for an unpleasant surprise. Myth number three. Water and sweat will ruin a gun. Clean desalinated water on its own exhibits a very little oxidizing power along the protected and lubricated metal parts of a gun. Obviously, you should never store your firearm in water or wet environments. And if it's been submerged in water, dry it and lubricate it. The polymer portions of your gun could care less. Will sweat and water eventually destroy a gun? Yes. Where this myth begins to find basis, in fact, is sweat. Sweat isn't desalinated water. It's salt water and certain mixtures of oil. For daily carries in hot weather environments, your firearms will be exposed to a decent amount of sweat. That sweat does have the capacity to corrode and rust the metal components of your gun over time. This is one of the reasons you would look at a lubrication like Frog Lube, because Frog Lube fills the pores of the metal. That's what it's designed to do. That's why when Larry Lasky demonstrates Frog Lube, He's actually rubbing it into every metal surface. It's, you know, there's, on a Glock, for an example, you don't need to lubricate all the parts for it to function. But you're not using frog lube simply as a lubricant. You're using it as a treatment. And then that will help you as far as things like sweat and water are concerned. If you're looking to avoid the mess, of course, keep it dry. Clean your firearm every couple of days. Frog lubing every other day is not going to hurt it. If you pour a lot of sweat on your firearm, remember to dry it off, clean it, lubricate the exposed parts. There are plenty of concealed carry holders that have sweat guards. There's plenty of concealed carry holders that have a neoprene backing that keeps sweat away from your firearm altogether. You never touch it. You never touch your firearm. Don't fall prey to what you hear. Most gun people out there are not trying to lead anybody astray, but a lot of times everything becomes just something about repeating what you've heard. Now, of the ones that I've heard, I think the most egregious would have to be dry firing. I've never been too worried about heat, and you would get that from leaving it in a car, because I'm afraid to leave a gun in the car, quite frankly. I don't want someone to break into the car and get the gun. Because that's inevitably, if a car gets broken into, and I've had mine broken into before, and more than once, once at my house, once at work, when you come out there, glove compartment, consoles, all the everything with a lid is open. Now, they may not find a gun, but they'll steal every tape you got and all of your change and everything. I don't want a gun stolen, so I don't leave them in the car. I don't store them in the car. The dry firing, though, dry fire. By all means, dry fire. There are certain name brands of guns that are not going to be able to withstand it. Taurus is a little notorious for that right now. If you get a Taurus gun and it works, great. And they have a lifetime warranty. If you get one and it doesn't work, it's probably going to break, or something's broke when you get it. Send it to them, they'll fix it, but you're rolling the dice with them. Most of your other stuff, Glock, Smith & Wesson, Springfield, all these other major players, not so much. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. The Contact series. This is pure artwork when it comes to nylon and kydex being put together to work in harmony for you on a lethal with a lethal tip. I had tried my hand at putting certain things together on my own, and I was not nearly as good at doing it as what they did when they came out with the Contact series. And this is what makes G-Code different. Is because of this innovation. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Earlier this month, without much fanfare, although we knew this was going to happen, the Fed started releasing federal prisoners. And local sheriffs across America are a little concerned about this for the safety of the citizens they've sworn to protect. The feds released 6,112 inmates beginning in November in response to a decision by the U.S. Sentencing Commission to reduce sentences for most drug trafficking offenses and then apply them retroactively. This also coincides with some rethinking of federal sentencing. But the mass release raises immediate practical questions about how ex-inmates can adjust. Sheriff Paul Babeau of Pinal County, Arizona, said there's no transition here. There's no safety net. This is the biggest sham they're trying to sell the American people. On average, these criminals have been in federal prison for 9 years. You don't have to be a sheriff to realize that a felon after 9 years in jail isn't going to be adding value to the community. A third are illegals and felons, so they can't work. So what do the feds think they're going to do? Government is, in fact, trying to guide the transition for many. The department says 77% of exiting inmates are already in halfway houses or home confinement. But local law enforcement officers have deep reservations as the initiative ramps up quickly. The November inmates are the first of approximately 46,000 who may have their cases reviewed. Of those released in the first round, the Department of Justice says 1,764 were to be turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement for deportation proceedings. Sheriffs on the border front lines were skeptical of the deportation claim. What if they're being released in San Francisco? What if they're being released in any of the other sanctuary cities? Promises that they're going to turn them. Babo says the promises are going to be turned over to ICE and deported. Anyone who thinks there's any likelihood of them leaving the U.S., think again. And then he said the president should be held responsible for any crimes committed by those released. Remember when President Obama went to the prison to speak to the prisoners? I don't think felons can vote, can they? I don't think they can. Why would you pander to them then? I'm going to give you my very cynical analysis of what's happening here. I think that this is happening, and I think we're going to see more of this, and I think all of these, the 180,000 criminal illegals that have been released by the border, by ICE and everybody else, I think these are being released to get out there and commit crimes, and, you know, with guns, so that they can push for more gun control. That's what I think. Other sheriffs have challenged a claim that they're being released, that those being released are no risk to the communities. Sheriff Harold Evanson of Rockwell County, Texas, told FoxNews.com, if the Obama administration is not capable of making honest and prudent decisions in securing our borders, how can we trust them to make the right decision on the release of prisoners who may return to a life of crime? He also said, I'd be amazed if the 6,000 being released are nonviolent. The average number of inmates being released in any one state is 80. Texas is getting 597. The inmates in question have been incarcerated on drug offenses, but the severity of the cases ranged broadly. An Associated Press review last month found that while many were low-level drug dealers, some had prior convictions for robbery or were involved in moving serious drugs like cocaine and heroin. Mm-hmm. WGME in Maine also reported that the group included a former drug kingpin, previously listed as one of America's most wanted after his 20-year sentence was reduced. For them to tell me, this is Sheriff Evanson again, for them to tell me or tell citizens that we're going to do a good job and those inmates are nonviolent when in many instances drug crimes, drug purchasing, drug trafficking, are related to other violent crimes, I'd be amazed if the 6,000 being released are nonviolent. A Justice Department official told reporters in an October briefing, that the DOJ was conscious of public safety when granting each inmate early release, adding that every prisoner who applied under these new guidelines underwent a public safety assessment. The DOJ says the reductions were not automatic, and as of October, judges denied approximately 26% of total petitions. Advocates for criminal justice reform disagree with the sheriffs. They think they acted with a great deal of restraint. It's going to be hard for them to not be criminals simply because they're felons. Maybe I'm painting with too broad of a brush. I don't know. Jonathan Thompson told FoxNews.com, I think it's a larger feeling of unease related to a lack of plan as it relates to criminal justice, criminal reform, and criminal release. And I think that that's what you're really sensing here. There are many sheriffs feeling as though the administration will go through the motions of asking the questions, but really not care what the opinion or advice of law enforcement is. Of course not. They don't care what law enforcement says. They've thrown law enforcement under the bus. What do you think? Barack Obama's the one that second guesses the cops all the time. All the time. He sent the DOJ to Ferguson to pull that police department apart after a cop rightfully shot a criminal. Likewise with Florida, with the Zimmerman case, it was the chief of police who didn't want to arrest him. He got fired. The feds, they got too many oars in the water. They got their hands in too many pies. Way too many. In the remaining time we've got, John Lott, October was a big month for self-defense with a gun. Big month. 18 instances that made the news. Warren, Michigan, October 4th. Customer who thwarted a bank robbery in Warren when he used a concealed carry pistol to shoot the suspect is not going to face charges for that. That didn't actually happen in October. They just closed it down. Plymouth, Pennsylvania, Mike Sharma, owner of the Quick and Easy Stop, called Rob Ragukas the best man on Monday night after he held an alleged would-be carjacker at gunpoint until the police came. He said he saved us all. Dearbornistan, Michigan, at least one carjacker approached the car, reached in the window, and tried snatching the phone. The argument then took place over the driver's wallet. The suspect apparently punched the driver in the face. That's when the driver took out a gun and shot at the suspect. Okay, that sounds like a lot of restraint there. Joliet, Illinois, about 1:30 a.m., a 65-year-old man came home to the 500 block of Strong Avenue and was approached by an armed man in his driveway who demanded money. The victim pulled a legal concealed carry weapon, and he and the suspect began to shoot at each other. Sarasota, Florida, surveillance video obtained exclusively by the Herald Tribune appears to buttress claims by the attorney for a 22-year-old Sarasota man involved in a road rage shooting on Monday who says his client was only acting in self-defense. Wow, how about that? We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The story is that at Independence Hall in Philadelphia, after the Constitution was adopted in closed proceedings, Ben Franklin was asked on the street what form of government was created, and he replied, "A republic, if you can keep it." And in a very large way, we have lost it. We have lost it primarily because things were made, became so complicated and so bureaucratic and so... And it happened with none of us paid attention to this happening. It just happened sort of behind the scenes. Now, people have learned about it since then because they you know, all of a sudden these bureaus and these appointed things and people and agencies and everything else, the alphabet agencies, they have nobody's really running oversight on them. This is what is referred to as the administrative state. Vast bureaucracies violating the separation of powers in ways unaccountable to you and me and the Constitution itself. And the sadness here is that we have failed to keep the republic form of government created by the founders. Former Reagan administration lawyer Charles Cooper has penned a must-read essay called Confronting the Administrative State, which in terms of brilliance in describing the root causes plaguing the governance of America, ranks with the Angelo Cotavia's America's Ruling Class and the Perils of Revolution. Cooper's essay describes how we failed to keep the republic because the constitutional structure created by Franklin and his fellow founders is no longer the law of the land. The administrative state has become a sovereign power unto itself, an imperium in imperio, regulating virtually every dimension of your life and mine. Its nearly 450 agencies are manned by legions of bureaucrats, numbering almost 2.7 million, according to Mr. Cooper. Unlike the frequent violations of the Constitution through legislation or executive orders that may be reversed by future Congresses or presidents, the administrative state has become an institutionalized violation of constitutional structure itself. This is why I do not believe there's any way for the country to come back gradually. I don't think we have it in us to take it back gradually. We would have to get rid of these agencies that exist today, and in a lot of cases, this would have to be voluntary. We'd be asking these bureaucrats to voluntarily give up power. Instead of the representative branch of government making laws, a separate executive branch enforcing law, and a neutral judiciary adjudicating disputes and enforcing the rule of government itself, the Republican structure of government has been displaced by the administrative state. And no longer are the powers of government separate. Congress has delegated lawmaking functions to bureaucrats. Bureaucrats have usurped the power to adjudicate disputes, and courts now defer to bureaucrats in interpreting the law. This is exactly contrary to the purposes of the Constitution. It has been a fundamental transformation of American government starting decades before Barack Obama ever uttered the words. We have... the failure is ours. It is not something where we can blame it on other people. It's been generations. A lot of people have been duped. Politicians have failed to level with us. They've created things that, it's been a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours approach among the three branches of government. The principal villains in the destruction of the Republic are not the electorate or those whom they elected, although elected officials do share the blame. It's been the courts, which time after time since the 1930s refused to be the bulwark for liberty by preserving the separation of power. Courts have dismantled the constitutional structure by yielding powers to the administrative state in ways not authorized by the Constitution. By conceding to the acquiring of power within the administrative state, the courts have institutionalized violations of the Constitution and replaced its carefully planned structure with the Leviathan. The courts, the neutral party. The other villain is Woodrow Wilson and his progressive roadmap of transplanting the Constitution by giving government officials large powers and unhampered discretion. The lonely hero in Cooper's essay, who seems to be holding his finger in the dike against total transformation away from a constitutional republic, is Justice Clarence Thomas. In the past term at the Supreme Court, four opinions authored by him call into question the constitutionality of the massive and largely unaccountable bureaucracy that we commonly refer to as the administrative state. In very bold and clear prose, Justice Thomas explained how the basic principles of our Constitution, separation of powers, are incompatible with the system of bureaucratic rule that took root in the progressive era and now reaches into virtually every realm of American life. This is what we face. This is what's here. It's right here, right now. It doesn't matter. We can sit back all the time talking about gun grabs and all these other things. This behemoth exists today. And getting out there to worry about certain things is not going to be very productive, because at some point the government is going to overload itself. It's already there, really. When you consider that we're as in debt as we are with all the unfunded liabilities, we're already there, and all they're doing now is just trying to tread water till the next day. To what purpose is beyond me. I don't know what they think is going to magically happen tomorrow. We make no plans today. We just try to keep going on until tomorrow or some other date in the future. And one day it's all going to snap, or it's all going to reach critical mass. It's all going to come tumbling down. And then what's going to be left is, like in these inner cities that are gun-free havens, there's going to be a wholesale slaughter going on there just to, for, you know, the strong will survive. The authorities will pull back. The police will desert. The military, I don't know what they'll do. And it'll be left to me and you. We'll be the ones taking care of ourselves for a while. I'm not even sure that we can actually make it to a civil war. Making it to a civil war might be very enthusiastic of me to consider that. Because of this gigantic Hydra monster that is the administrative state. So, it's very disappointing to understand this. And it really, really is, because I like many others. You know, yesterday was Veterans Day. And certain things that we defended, we enabled. We did what we did. We joined what we joined for very noble purposes, but we just were enablers. We were duped. And now even on Veterans Day, for the veterans that went in there and did it and gave everything they had, and now they're worse for wear, they have trouble just getting the benefits they were guaranteed when they signed up. Because part of the behemoth is the VA. The VA, a lot of people in the VA got bonuses last year. Despite the fact that we've got veterans dying waiting for treatment. It's an interesting time to be an American here in these United States, but it's a sad time to realize that the Republic is a memory. It's not a reality now. The administrative state is the reality. Sort of like the Matrix, really. I always thought The Matrix was the first movie was a metaphor for the United States when I saw it the first time. And I was just thinking, you know, with each and every passing day, I just think about it, because they are literally just, you know, if the convention of the states would be successful, it would, I think it might turn. We should not be scared of a convention, a constitutional convention. In any event, we'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.